Hello, and thank you for listening to Pastor Phil's podcast from W Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. And now, Pastor Phil.
In light of some of the things that have happened in the last few weeks, today I would like to talk about the evil that's in the world. Most of us would not deny the existence of evil in the world, but what is our response to it from a biblical perspective? Where does evil come from? Many people ask this question believing that because evil exists in our world, then that must mean that there is no God. If God is love, how can He allow evil to exist? The world would like us to believe that evil is caused by external forces. You had bad parents growing up. You were mistreated by your peers. Someone or something caused you to be evil. Well, that doesn't hold up if we go back and look at the first act of evil recorded in the Bible. Cain and Abel were the first sons of Adam and Eve. At harvest time, they bring an offering to God of their crops. God accepts Abel's offering, but not Cain's. Cain gets angry at God, but he directs his anger toward his brother. Isn't it amazing what stirs up inside of us when we're angry? Cain has an opportunity to choose good or evil. He chooses evil and kills his brother. We always like to blame someone else when we make mistakes. Murder was not an idea that he would have heard about in the newspapers. It was not something that he had seen his parents do. It was not something that came from exterior influences. It did not come from playing video games. Cain's anger turned to rage and death, the logical outcome of evil. We are all born with a sinful nature. That's where evil exists. Most of us can control our sinful nature through the power of the Holy Spirit, but without that, evil can take over our lives. God gives us free will to choose what we want in our lives. Choose good over evil.
This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.